division affiliation has been disavowed. You are now marked as rogue.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Rogue Agents, a Division II podcast brought to you by Media Junkie. I'm your host, Jamar, aka Thundercat06. And today, for the first time ever, I'm joined live with my exceptional guest, co-host, Wes, aka Demented Wes. What's up, dude?
Hey, man, what's going on? We've taken a week off. We switched to bi-weekly and you demote me already?
Yeah, man, I don't know why in my head I felt a little bit weird about that.
Also, when you said exceptional, I'm pretty sure you said exceptional for some reason.
Well, I have sex on mine because this is the first time I got to see your face while we're podcasting, so I'm sorry.
It's true. It makes it feel weird. I have to have clothes on.
We should have probably also mentioned this is the first episode where we will both have pants on. And if this is your first time listening to the show, we get together bi-weekly to discuss the state of the game and share our thoughts on Division II. Every other Monday, you can find this show on your podcast platform of choice. And if you're using Apple Podcasts, please just leave us a 5-star rating. It helps us out a ton. But also, we have an amazing Discord channel where we discuss things more than just Division. So please join us there. I have the link in the show notes. Now let's kick this off, Wes. You ready, man? It's been 2 weeks now. It's been a while. We haven't talked.
It's been a while we haven't talked. And I hear there's some news.
There is. And because of the news, we had a pretty big state of the game on the 11th, September 11th. And I'm actually changing up the format just a tad bit. I'm going to save hype check for the end. Okay. I know you haven't gotten a lot of the information yet, so I'm curious to see where you're at after we go over this episode. So I'm just going to get into the agent clock, aka what have we been doing, aka what have we been doing other than playing Division? That seems like this is what this segment has been for the past few weeks. So tell me, man, I already know what it is, but what have we been doing?
Well, first off, I've been avoiding the internet. I haven't read anything on Division, and I know it's out there because you texted me the other day and said, hey, you know, there's a state of game out right now, and I think you're gonna be really happy. And I knew we were recording this, so I ignored it. So I'm really excited to give like a live feedback on this information. And you know what we've been up to? Borderlands motherfucking 3.
Yes, we have been up to Borderlands 3. For you guys who play video games, other than just the Division, Borderlands 3 came out, was it Friday?
Officially Friday.
And we've been playing nonstop, much like how we did when Division 2 came out.
11 hours yesterday.
So this episode, to me, I feel like is important because we have astray from Division for a while, right? We haven't been playing it as full-time as we used to. So I think these next couple episodes, man, are getting me jacked. I'm sorry. I'm trying not to spoil my hype check. But other than that, we've been playing some games. I played Control, which was really fun. But it's been movies, TVs, anything other than that?
I'm still doing the Summer of the Unseen classics where I watch a bunch of movies that I've never seen before. So I saw a lot of them within the past week. Like I saw The Running Man, The Last Starfighter, Escape from New York, and all three Beverly Hills Cops in the past week.
That's pretty good. That's good. I mean, if you're going to not play Division or Borderlands or any other video game and you're going to watch a movie, might as well watch classics.
That was the goal.
Sounds fun. Well, let's just get right into it because this is a little beefy. We have our main mission. It's all about the state of the game. Happened September 11th. And boy, first I want to start off. They have updated their graphics and intros. And oh my God, Wes, dude. After we watch this or after we finish this, I just want you to watch it and see. The graphics are so on point. And like their new intro now with theme song, it's dope. It's like makes me jealous.
For dude. Division?
Yeah, for Division. Not for the game. For the state of the game.
Oh, okay.
It is dope, dude. It looks so super like clean and like high end. I don't know. Shout out whoever did like the graphics pack for that. It's pretty awesome. But yeah, We have some returning guests, of course. Hamish was there doing his thing. And the guy, I wrote down his name just because it's a cool name. His name was Nikki Coupons. He's a developer.
That's what I call coupons.
That's true. Actually, I thought the same thing. Coupons. But yeah, he actually talks all about like loot acquisition and stuff. He works with that. So that's why he was here. In the State of the Game, they covered the majority of it is loot, gear, how you get it. We're fixing a lot of stuff, right? So I cut out a few things. I skipped over what you could find in the State of the Game that pertaining to some of the bug fixes to the game that's going on right now, because that's not important to me right now. What's important is Title Update 6 and what we're getting with Title Update 6. Are you ready?
Just the mention of Title Update 6 gets me fucking pumped, because there needs to be more to do.
I'm so glad you have pants on.
Oh, sorry. What was that?
So I broke it down in a kind of a way that I like it. A little bit more of the beefier stuff is going to be towards the end of this. And then I have one thing that I was extremely excited for when I saw it. So let's just get right into it. The first thing is named items, right? So we've had named items for a while, right? There's been, you know, the Shield Splinter, which is the one they gave us out of the box after we killed all the hunters.
Yep.
And it was a little bit disappointing, right?
A little bit. You know, that's there from the beginning. You're like, oh, I wonder what's in there. And you pop it open, and it was worse than anything you had.
True. Very true. And I think they know this. And I don't know if you remember, because we talked so much, especially about the Division. But we discussed some things that they could do with named items and named weapons. It kind of make them a tier lower than exotics, but still make them like, you know, special and powerful, because it's cool.
Yeah.
Normally you get like little lore or something, has a cool, unique paint job. Well, they're doing some crazy shit, right? I'm excited to go with this.
All right, tell me, I see you're foaming from the mouth. You look rabid.
So the first thing with the name weapons, they're adding 35 new name weapons.
Okay.
So we've been getting them trickled out piece by piece.
Yeah.
We're getting 35 new name weapons. I'd say weapons, but weapons and gear. So the cool thing is, just like I want it, it's all about acquisition and finding these things. That's the fun part of this game, right? So they're coming up with really unique ways and making them rare to find, right?
Like your gloves?
Yes, like my gloves. I actually don't think the gloves exist. I don't believe it. And if you tell me otherwise, you're lying. But the main thing is you'll be able to acquire them in unique ways, and they're going to have specific... basically making it from harder content, right? So when you do the control levels or like the control points on like a higher level, or you do the heroic missions, these are how you're going to acquire them. But that doesn't really matter. This is what really matters here. So you want to know what makes them special?
Of course I do.
I feel like I'm burying this lead really hard and it's not that exciting. But basically what they're going to do is they're going to take, it's going to have one specific talent on it.
Okay.
So say you pick a chess piece up, right? Or we'll use that as an example. And typically this chest piece, this chest armor has 10% weapon damage on it, right? Mm-hmm. Well, on a named item, it's going to have the same talent, but what it's going to do is it's actually a perfected version of it. So it's going to be a higher like percentage than you would get on any other equipment. So you're still getting the same thing. It's going to have the same little lore. It still have the fun stuff about it, have his own name. But now to make it actually stand out, it's actually powerful. And this is so weird, actually, me talking to you right now and seeing your eyes. It's so weird.
I know. I'm like,
I just have to point this out.
I'm thinking about it. You know? I'm like, okay.
But yeah, so the example they gave was the all weapon damage. So you pick up a gun you pick up a chest piece, you got 10% all weapon damage on it. Yeah, cool. Whatever. That's fine. Or I want 15 or I want 20. Well, the gear is going to have like the named gear or named armor or named weapons or whatnot is going to have a higher perfect talent is what they're saying. So the reason why I'm so excited is because I requested this and I said, dude, why can't we have the named items have like the only way you can get like the max roll on a stat is from the named items.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have that. So that's pretty cool, dude.
So basically what you're saying is they listened to our podcast and took that idea?
Yes, 100%.
That's amazing. Give me free shit.
100%. So that has me really, really excited for it. It's still going to have other, you know, stats on it as well. But the idea of being able to pick up something, and the reason why this is exciting is because there's something else that we're going to talk about a little bit later here, actually in a few minutes, about loot. And it's just cool to know that, okay, I want this specific named item. I'm going to go ahead and grind for it. And then I know I'm getting the best stat that I can get on it versus picking up a chess piece and being like, man, I don't know. Is this the highest? Or, oh, let me go on Reddit and look up a, Yeah, look up a sheet and see like, oh, well, this calculation here is going to be. No, I know I can feel confident that I have a really good piece of gear because it's a named gear. And to me, that seems really, really cool. Yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So I made that really excited. I built that up. I hope that wasn't a roller coaster ride for you. But that was the main thing. That's what they covered on named diamonds, right? So the next thing is brand and gear sets. And they were just kind of firing away with this stuff. And I'm just like, oh, shit.
Yes, well, it was over a lot. Like, it's an hour long, right?
Yes. Yes. Jeez, it was a lot. But I condensed this. So it's not as crazy. A lot of it was just them going a little bit further into it. But wait, before I switch over to brand gears, because this is something that's pretty important, because I know a lot of people will do this. They'll get that named item and then be like, well, I can just move this and recalibrate it over to this weapon or this item or whatever. You can't do that, which makes sense. If it's named and you have a perfect stat, you can't move it to something, a different weapon or a different, you know.
That makes sense.
Makes 100% sense to me. I'm cool.
Like, you can't move your exotic stuff.
Exactly. It's treated like an exotic, except for it's gonna only have one stat that's gonna be like the outperforming stat or like the perfect stat.
I dig it.
So that's pretty cool. The next thing that I didn't even expect this. This is cool. So, anyways, gear sets. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
We had
garbage.
Exactly. Typically it's garbage, and this is the main reason for me is garbage. One is some of the talents and stuff, but it's also not worth it to take up 6 slots of your gear for these gear sets just to get the you know, overall bonus.
Well, which usually isn't that good.
Yeah. That's no longer going to happen anymore.
What?
It's only 4. You only have to find 4 items on there, and then it's going to give you all of the talents. So then what they're kind of gauging is like, hey, you got 4 things of a gear set, and then also – this is going to be exciting. Also, you could do like a named gear piece or like an exotic or something to go along with it. So it gives you more build flexibility, which is like their overarching goal is like build flexibility, being upfront with you.
When did they release the gear sets? Like, I know it was in an update. It was like title update 1?
It was
2?
No, it was it 5? When did we get Black Tusks? That's what it was.
That was like 2.
Okay.
It's been a while.
Wait, we just did 5. What am I talking about?
Yeah, it wasn't just 5.
Time flies, boy.
So it took them, you know, 4 more title updates to realize no one uses these.
Yeah, and I mean, I could get it. Like, Jason was trying to use it. It's hard to put that in a build because the stats are so low.
Yeah, if you want
to
be worse than you are now, go ahead and do it.
But now you can fit that with other gear that you have and only have 4. So to me, I also read that as you can have 2 and have better bonuses than you had before. Because, you know, or have 1 and you still get a bonus run. So that, to me, it seems pretty cool. And then, this is really cool. The raid gear sets.
It's pretty cool.
I upgraded from pretty cool to really cool.
It's really cool.
So the raid gear sets, and this is exciting just because the raid gear.
Raid gear sets, that makes sense. So it's gear specific to raids?
Yes. The gear sets, like the green stuff. So people were like the Aces of Age and all that shit, right? Yeah. Those are right now only exclusive to the raid. That's the only way you can get them. You have to keep playing the raid. Well, not anymore. So
you get them anywhere else?
You can. It's getting added to the actual like general pool of loot, like the general loot pool. So that's exciting for one reason.
So all those people that did the raid are like, fuckers, fuckers.
True. I'm glad you actually said that though, because there is one caveat to it. It looks like the chest piece and the backpack are still going to be raid exclusive. So if you do want to have like, I guess, those probably have maybe the better talents on it, or not better talents, but you know,
the better out of the 6.
Right. But you could still get like the benefits of like the Aces of Eights with only 4 and never have to play the raid.
Yeah.
So that's smart. Cool. That's really smart. Yeah.
Even though it's garbage, but go on.
But on top of that, not just from the raid, but you probably haven't noticed this either. I didn't even know this was a legit thing. But you know, when you do like the invaded missions and stuff, you normally see the green dropping more often because that's the Black Tusk rate or gear sets. Those will be in the general pool as well. So these things also come from like the crafting, the hardwire stuff like that.
Yeah.
Picking up those pieces, those will be in the general pool. So basically, they're trying to get the gear sets to be a thing more
common,
and seeing what they, and I like this idea though, because if they're getting it to more people, that's gonna be more feedback, and maybe they can adjust the stats and things to make them actually fun.
I dig it, because maybe I can actually complete that project.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes,
yeah,
so I'm cool with it.
One amazing thing for brand sets to me, which I didn't even realize this, but when they were talking about this, I was like, holy shit, this is the problem I'm having. So let's set up the scene before I tell you, right?
Please do. Okay.
So you have a build that you're working on, and you got Gila, right? And
you're Gila?
Like, yeah, the Gila guard. Yeah. So you're like, man, I'm trying to get these bonuses. I need this brand set. So I need like three pieces of this.
Okay.
But I already have some other stuff on. So you're like, I know Gila has gloves, but we'll just hypothetically pretend that Gila doesn't have gloves. So you're like, man, I need Gila gloves. That would be perfect, right? Mm-hmm. So you're just playing this game hours and hours. Like, why the fuck are these gloves not popping up? Side note, that's not the same issue I'm having. But anyways.
It is.
It's because they don't exist. Did you know that brands, so you have like Gila, Fenris, like these brands only have specific items. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't know that. I just assumed that it was, this brand makes gloves, book bags, knee pads. Like, no.
I thought they made everything.
No, apparently that's not the case. Hmm. So for a lot of people, it was frustrating because they're trying to find a specific item. They couldn't find it. And that's because it didn't exist. So now all the brands will make all gear. So if you, except for 5.1.1, which is apparently like, or is it 5.11, 5.11, that brand set? That's an actual real brand.
I don't remember that brand.
Yeah, that's because we don't use half their shit. But apparently that's a real brand. So they won't have like gear for stuff that they don't actually make in real life.
Okay.
So that's kind of cool. That's really cool because I've been looking for like knee pads. And I wish I was like playing it more like so I could be affluent. Yeah. And I've given up looking for a specific knee pads because I'm like, I can't find them. And that really fucked my build.
Can I do a sidebar here?
Go ahead.
So I was thinking about it. What about if Ubisoft actually made some of this stuff wearable. Like, I would buy...
like merch?
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Like, I'm just thinking about it as you're talking about all these different gear sets and different gear companies. I'm like, some of these gear pieces are fucking cool.
That would be sweet.
Like, I would buy them for, like, Halloween.
Yeah, or the backpack.
Yeah, those backpacks would be dope. The backpacks are awesome.
They would be really dope.
They're rad. I'm bringing Rad back, by the way.
It never left, bro. It totally did. So this part here is where I'm excited. Those were things that were like, oh, these are cool.
No, that's cool.
That
yeah.
had me excited.
Okay. So what's better than all that? Because all that's good so, so far.
Loot. Right?
It's my favorite word.
We did a whole feedback podcast about loot. Mm-hmm. And we discussed.
That's why we like Borderlands. We like loot.
The biggest problem that we have with loot right now, outside of being like, man, it doesn't feel worth it. I don't know how to fucking get it.
Ooh. Right? Oh, are they going to take our idea?
Yes.
What?
Yes. So targeted loot is what they call it, or they're calling it. So with targeted loot, basically, I mean, it is what it is. It makes sense. So they're creating a new map, right? Well, not a new map, but a new option in the map. So, and you, this is the part where I say you have to watch it. And for people who are listening, you definitely have to watch it or like look on Reddit and whatnot. I'm sure you can find images. But what it does is you click a button, shows you an option on the map, and you get a overview of the map that you're currently, you've seen forever, 400 hours in the division. You've seen the new, you've seen the map before dozens and dozens of times. That map will now show you where certain gear is located and likely to drop. How amazing is that? That to me is like changes everything, dude.
Yeah, that changes the game. Like, that was one of the best ideas we had.
Yes, I'm so happy. I mean, it could have been one of those things that it was so obvious, so like that they added it, but they have a lot more details on it. But basically what's going to be is there's going to be named zones, right? And there's also going to be areas that you can pick up specific loot in. So if you're looking for, I don't know why Gila keeps coming back to mind for me, but if you're looking for a Gila guard, right? Yeah, we're actually pulling up the image right now so we can see it. This is the amazing part of being together in the same room. But go back one step right here. Okay, so we're looking at an overview of the map, and this is what they call now the Mega Map. And that's kind of a stupid name, but it's cool. But what we're looking at is it splits up the entire area by weapon class. So if you're looking for LMGs or you're looking for assault rifles or rifles or whatnot, there's going to be areas on the map that's designated that you can go there and get drops. There's also same for brand sets. So if you're looking for Gila or the DNH or, you know, whatever, you can go there. Another thing that's awesome is skill mods. You can get skill mods from there as well. I think it's the audio play from the webpage. I'm stupid, like, yeah, ads.
There's an ad somewhere.
But that's so exciting to me because there's been so many times where I'm like, man, I just want to grind for like ARs. Like, I want to get a new AR. Where can I find one? And now you'd have a specific, like a specific spot on the map to go and do this. Now this will change. Like, oh, it's actually an ad with Apple.
It's a 9-minute video. That's not an ad at all.
That's a movie.
And we're on a division. We're on a division work in progress build image. And yet there's an 8-minute Apple video of Steve Jobs.
It's so weird, but they know.
I wonder if that recorded any.
Oh, that's true. If that did, I apologize for that. But yeah, like looking at this, it's so interesting to me now that we'll be able to know specific zones, right? But also specific missions will give you certain loot. So the cool thing is it's going to rotate. So it won't be the same type of gear and loot from one specific mission. So you don't have to keep running that same mission over and over again. It's going to change like on a either daily basis or so, I believe is what it said. If I look at my notes, yeah. So it looks like it's going to change like daily for the loot, which is exciting, dude. It's so exciting to me.
Daily, huh?
Yeah. This is like probably the best thing that they could have done for this game, because right now people have been playing this game so much. Now, the caveat is you can only access this map once you hit World Tier 5, which makes sense. You don't want this to be like, you know, inundating someone who's just starting off. But this is awesome, dude. What do you think?
So I don't understand some of this map. Like, what are these symbols? Like,
those are gears. Those are gear brand. Or it's just so tiny that we can barely see.
Okay,
it.
Okay.
But those are gears. So, like, those are missions, actually. I'm sorry. So each mission will have a specific gear set that you can get. Or not gear set. I don't want to use that term, but brand. Yeah. That's what I mean.
And I see like missions change, like this main mission symbol looks like.
Yeah, but what that means, the reason why that's different now, when you're in the Mega Map, now when you switch away from the Mega Map, it'll look the exact same as what it did before. But what it is so right now that's Gilligard that we're looking at. And it's a mission that has a symbol now for that. Mm-hmm. Now, if you do that mission and you run that mission,
yeah,
it's going to drop that gear. It's going to have a higher chance for it. Now, it won't only drop that gear. It'll drop other stuff as well. Okay. But go to the next picture real quick.
I'll do that, but I like in the upper right-hand corner, kind of shows you like, hey, here's the control points. Here's the increased loot that you're going to get. Like this one's Sukhatov Concern. And that's pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah, it's all about, and we mentioned this before on the show as well.
Oh, it shows you the.
It's tell us what we're looking for. Or tell us what we have the chance to get.
Yeah, that's
so smart. I don't have to keep running a mission if I don't have a chance to get this
A huge move for them.
It's big. Now, go back to the second one real quick. So this here is what it will look like in the loot pile. So when you kill an enemy or you kill like a named boss or something, it's going to drop your gear just like normal. But then you'll actually see the brand's logo in that gear. So you know that drop has that certain gear a certain brand in there. That's so awesome, man. Like, I just love that they are just going to just straight up tell us, hey, this is how you get your gear, right? We understand it now. We're at this stage where you want a specific thing. Like, you have that. You probably upgraded it now, but you had a backpack or a chest piece that was like at such a low gear score because you couldn't find something in that same style.
Nothing else got near it.
To get closer to upgrade it. Well, now you can look specifically for that same brand and like grind for it that way. So there's no if, ands, or whatnot about I can't find this because it's there now. It's definitely going to be there. So that's awesome. There's a lot more that they cover over it about like the loot sources and whatnot. But I feel like it's a little bit, you know, conjectured and like, you know, a little crazy. But I think I did a really good job of kind of like summarizing it overall for you. This is not just missions, and it's also in the overworld. So like if you're looking at this section, we're looking at like the left side of the map near what's that? The
stronghold.
Yeah, the stronghold.
That's Jefferson's.
Yeah. So
island.
You have the LMG logo on that. Yeah. So that area of the map, LMGs are going to drop at a higher chance.
So my MK would be up here, like where we spawn to get those cards.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So you can take out named bosses in that area, and that's going to guarantee a drop for that weapon. when you kill name bosses.
That's the best update they've had all since they released Division 2.
This is so good, man. It's so
What's this good. Symbol? What's that?
That's, I think it's China something. Looks like a
little guy dancing.
It does. And the speakers are at the top. But yeah, it's China something. I think it's one with like that does like the explosive damage.
Looks like a little guy has his head up someone's ass. And now you're never going to unsee that.
But I mean, that is, that in itself is probably like the biggest change that I would have never expected them to do. And they actually fucking did it, man.
It's nice that they kind of tell you where the name people are, too.
Yeah, that's true. Like, think of it that way. Now you know a specific area to go to. You know you're going to find named people. So that's really cool. That's really, really fucking cool. But, Wes, I have something that is even more cooler for you.
Uh-oh.
This is what pertains to you specifically. So, recalibration and crafting.
Okay.
It's something we do all the time, right?
Is it going to tell you?
Dude, don't spoil it. All right, don't spoil all right. it. All right, so, all right. Actually, this is the very first thing I wanted to say. They completely changed the UI for the recalibration now. Thank so, God. What it is, and this is it. Actually, I had to think about this for a second. But what it is instead of you going to your gear you have now, and you're like, "Ooh, I want to take this talent off of this gear and then move it over to this one."
Yeah.
No, what it is now is you start with the gear that you have, right? So you have this chest and I want to take off this talent. I don't want this talent anymore. What it does is now the UI will show you all of the available talents that you can move over to that, which is now cool because you don't have to guess like, oh, can I take this one? Nope, can't take that one. Can I take this one? Nope, can't take that one.
Yeah.
Now it'll show it out. But
Massive, I want to say thank you for being fans of the show. Because everything that we've talked about on our show is now implemented.
And it gives me so much better hopes now for like what's coming. Because this is just loot acquisition. This isn't about like PvP. There could be changes now to PvP that we might even actually play it. Like, that's crazy.
I don't really care about the loot, so I'm excited.
But this is a bigger deal about recalibration. You can now switch stats and talents. Doesn't matter if it's offensive, defensive.
Oh, thank God.
So now,
thank God,
that was the biggest problem. And it wasn't aware, or it wasn't like upfront and said like, hey, you can't move this over because this is a defensive stat and what you're trying to pull over is offense. So now you won't have enough. It doesn't matter. You can switch it over back and forth.
Yeah, I can do what I want.
Yes. It's all about brand I feel like flexibility.
I'm Cartman South Park. What am I do I want?
They also mentioned that they're looking into possibly changing skill mods too. So where you can calibrate. So the example I have is like when I do skill mods, sometimes like I'm like, all right, I'm trying to like make a specific build, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have a talent like range. Is it range? Ranger?
Ranger?
Yeah, ranger.
Yeah, where you're further your back, the better, stronger your gun is.
So the problem with that is it requires you to have a certain amount. You got to have a certain amount of blues, certain amount of reds and yellows, right? So it'd be like, you can't, this talent won't be active if you have X amount of.
Yep.
Well, now you pick up this backpack and it's perfect for you, but it has too many like mods on there or too many like stats that are defensive. So it fucks you up. You will now be able to change those and switch them to whatever you want.
I feel like that's going to fuck me up. Dude, it's going to mess me up.
But it's going to be crazy for the beginning. But I think it's really going to help us out a lot.
Once we get it. Yeah.
That's really cool. Another thing that I really fucking bitched about, material. So you would pick up like 200 or something. And then you're like, fuck, I don't need it anymore. So now you just see all the little red dots around. This is crazy. So one, they're increasing the amount of material that you can carry on you.
Good.
Which is awesome in itself. Two, this is crazy, dude. If you're full, that material will no longer drop.
Thank God.
So this is so awesome. But this is why. I was trying to think of this when I was doing the notes. But you know when you open up the little black trunks, right? You know you're getting like electronics out of it.
Yeah, you know what you're going to get.
Right. But.
Or ceramics.
You don't. Because you're like, man, I really need electronics. And so you're going around and you're targeting those little trunks.
Yeah.
And you don't get fucking electronics out of it. You keep getting like, what's the other one? Carbon fiber? No, not carbon fiber. I'm having a blackout. You just said it.
Ceramics.
Oh, yeah, ceramics. There you go. So you're like, fuck, I don't need ceramics. I need electronics. Well, guess what? Those trunks are going to drop both now. So you don't have to guess anymore, dude.
Good.
I love that it's not about, like, there's no randomness on how to get something.
No longer like patrolling the sewers for hours.
Right. Well, you can patrol the sewers. I mean,
you can, but like you're not. But we're not going to need to at this
point. Yeah, and so, you won't need. It won't be a guess of like, oh man, I just hit this area up, and all I've got was something that I don't need.
Yeah, I got all ceramics. Right. And I can't even put them in my bag because I'm full.
So they're not, one, it's not going to drop. Two, it's going to have more capacity. But three, you can pick up from one pickup or one open, one crate, I guess, or whatever I want to call it, one trunk, you're going to get both material.
Are there any more updates to go that you're going to talk about? Because it's all been great.
There's one more to me that I was like, I saved to the end because I like
it's crazy.
Screamed. I was like, fuck yes, when Renee said this. But just a little bit more on that, the polycarbonate will actually come now. You'll actually get a chance of getting polycarbonate when you deconstruct your gear and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Whereas before, I guess that wasn't an issue or it wasn't a thing, which is so weird.
I can't remember what I only got steel. I thought.
Yeah, it was like steel, get like not material, but you'll get like the stuff to craft, like what,
like the weird stuff that you're never actually going to use.
But the weird thing is, it takes poly to craft the item.
Yeah.
But you didn't get it when you deconstruct.
I always need electronics. That's like the number one thing I always need. Everything else, I've had no worries.
This is going to be better for you.
Did they say what they're going to increase it to?
No. Well, the reason why they didn't give an exact number is because each item is going to be different.
Oh, okay.
Some things are already at like 200, so there may go up to like 300 or whatever. Yeah. And things that are at like 100 may go to 200. So they didn't like, it's not the same across the board. So the thing that makes this better with all the changes they just did they're going to do for the materials is now crafting is actually going to be cheaper. So not going to take a shit ton of money.
Sometimes it's like $250 per craft.
Yeah, and crafting material. So it's going to take a little bit less from that now, which is really good because now it allows you to just do what the fuck you want to do in the game.
Yeah, and basically they're like, hey, let's stop fucking our players over.
Exactly. 100%. Now, I'm sure people can find negativity in these changes and whatnot, but...
Oh, they're making it too easy. Too easy.
Well, speaking of too easy, this last one here, I think, is really going to... Is, for me, so happy. I'm so happy. This is second to last thing that made me...
This is your fuck yes moment.
No, this isn't the fuck yes. The fuck yes coming up after this one. So they're going to do an in-game complete list of the blueprints that you don't have and the blueprints that you do have.
Oh.
And they're going to give you the area where you need to go to get the blueprints or what you need to do to get them. So now, like, I don't know. I was on a goal, like, to get all the blueprints. And then I just stopped because I'm like, I don't know how to get anymore. Or which ones do I have? Which ones do I
don't? Yeah. And
remember, I thought before I seen, like, a photo or something floating around that there was 8% damage to elites. There was a mod for your weapon. We didn't know how to find that.
Yeah, now, I didn't know that existed.
That we will know. So we'll know all the things that exist.
Before we move on to the fuck yeah moment that you had, did they release the date when this is coming?
Oh, how did I not even mention that at the beginning? So for me personally, selfishly, the date is actually perfect. October. So they didn't give a specific date, but they said October.
I'm okay with October.
So we don't know if it's the beginning of October, end of October, whatnot. But the reason why that's so perfect is because, like we mentioned earlier, we've been playing the shit out of Borderlands.
Yeah.
So this gives us a time to play Borderlands nearly for a whole month.
Yeah. That's a smart. And that's also, again, massive. Thank you. This is what we said.
Yes.
Release it in October. Don't get anywhere near Borderlands. Don't get anywhere near Call of Duty. You're right in the middle.
That's perfect. It's so perfect. This here is the perfect thing for me.
Okay. All right. I'm listening.
You don't care about this.
I'm all ears and butt.
But if you guys have been listening to the podcast, you know I'm a little bit of a hoarder, right?
Oh, God.
And it creates so much anxiety for me. So much anxiety. Well, they're increasing the stash box to 300 items now.
What is it now?
It's 150. They're doubling the stash box, dude. I'm so excited for this. I'm so excited.
How do you have that many items in your stash box?
Well, here's the problem. This is the problem. It's an issue, and I'm sure there's a psychological issue that are term for this, but I won't put more stuff in my stash box because I'm afraid that I'm going to have a full stash bag. So right now, my stash box is like around 70, 75.
Yeah.
But I don't put anything in it because I'm terrified that I'm going to have that full. And then I'm going to be full and then I won't have anything to carry. So now I can go and live life like you. Have just the gear that I'm using. The rest of that shit, stash box. Oh my God, I'm so happy. Yeah. I'm so happy.
Yeah, my stash box is at zero.
Well, now it's going to be at 0-300. So they I feel like I keep saying basically, but essentially what they did, same word as basic, but what they did is they listened to a lot of changes. Now, I'm sure there's stuff in here that should be there that people were pissed about, but for me, these changes have given me a newfound hope of like, what else are we going to get? So gameplay features, like missions, like things like that. If they listened this much and got this much right so far on just loot and gear, I'm excited, man.
Every change for loot and gear that you just read off from the state of game, perfect. Like, obviously they listen to the fans. They probably listen to this show just saying, and everything, all the changes are something that we wanted. We literally said every single one of those on the past four or five podcasts.
Yes, 100%. And I'm stoked. So like, I mean, if you listen to this far, you clearly know my hype check. And this is why I wanted to move hype check to the end, because for me, watching this made me feel like I'm ready for us to finish recording this so I can go home and we play Borderlands. I'm excited for that. Right. But this has got me so excited for Division again.
Yeah.
It feels like a new game is coming out.
Like, I have had no interest in playing Division 2 for some time, and now I want to.
Yes.
Like, I want these changes to come out now.
Right. I'm hoping by title update 6 that it ends up being Division 2.5 and it gives another breath of life to the game. At least for us, I'm so, so excited. So, I mean, that to me was like a sugar rush of like Division news. So I cannot wait for the next state of the game. And you know, we're not going to have an episode next week, and they're going to do a state of the game this Wednesday, and then another week we're going to record of, you know, the following Sunday after that. We're going to have two state of the games. I might run through a wall when we're recording the next episode.
So I might as well not even be on there, because you're going to be going stop. You know, just give me the cliff notes.
Yeah, I'm just saying, just read this. I'm just going to just go, dude. Yeah, I'm going to
give me the Jamar notes.
But that will be the next show. So expect that to be a little bit more beefier. I really hope you guys are enjoying the new format. This is actually the first episode. I don't know if you're enjoying it or not.
Every time you say beefy, I think Taco Bell. And I kind of get hungry.
And just for, you know, the record, it's not even 3 o'clock in the morning while we're recording this. So
it's 9 p.m. That's it.
But I mean, other than that, that pretty much covers everything. We're going to see you guys again, not this Monday, but next Monday. You can hear our sweet, sweet voices. And I really am excited for what is coming to Division.
Yeah.
I'm excited for these state of the games. And I am really excited for what we have going on with Media Junkie as well. Mm-hmm. So if you guys missed us last week, you didn't get to hear get your rogue agent fix. We actually have something that I think you guys will enjoy. We have
it's amazing. They will enjoy it.
Well, I'm actually going to toss this to you. I know I didn't prep you for this at all, but Wes, why don't you tell them every Monday that we're not on what podcast is available for them?
Yeah, absolutely. So every Monday that we don't drop a podcast, the following day we drop a Fanboy Fight Club podcast. Fanboy Fight Club is a ton of fun. We just changed the format. It's Jamar and I and three other friends. And what we do is each week there'll be a topic. Like, for example, the one we record next week is, what movie would you turn into a video game? And then three people will then pick a topic or subject for their topic, right?
You got it.
And then they first off do an opening where they talk about why they picked it, what they're going to do, how it's going to look in the format. Then they're going to have an attack at round. And then they have a defend round where they defend all the shit that people shed on them. And then there's going to be a closing round. And at the end, there's a winner, and then there's a bitch of the week. And the best part of bitch of the week is the next podcast for Fanboy Fight Club, their subject is picked for them. So they have no choice. And it's a lot of fun. It's very funny, and it's short. That's the best thing about it. The last one was like 33 minutes. So it's worth your time. It's worth one drive, two drives. Definitely checking out. I think all you guys will like it.
Couldn't have said it better myself, man. Absolutely. So if you're interested in that, of course, just go into your lovely podcast app and just search Media Junkie, and you can see all three of our podcasts that we have. Gimmick Minute, if you are a wrestling fan, you of course know about Rogue Agents, and then the flagship podcast of Media Junkie, Fanboy Fight Club. Also, if you'd like to interact with us, which we love for you guys to do, hit us up on Twitter. You can follow us there at Media Junkie Vids with an S, as well as follow us with that same name, Media Junkie Vids with an S, on Instagram. So if you want to see us on the gram, do that. And then, of course, we have a YouTube channel because we are podcasters. And you can find us at Media Junkie. So youtube.com/Media Junkie, where we post videos. So if you want to see Wes like I get to see him live and in person,
beautiful,
you can see him on YouTube as well. And lastly, just share the episodes and share the show. I know like Division has kind of hit a dip and it's a lot of negativity out there. And I like to think that we kind of bring our own positive vibes to it. Even when we're a little bit down in the dumps on the game, we still keep it positive. So share this out to your friends who you play in Division with, if they still are there. And other than that, dude, you know.
Yeah. Earlier you mentioned the Discord channel that we have.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's an ever-growing Discord channel. The information to join it will be in the show notes. It's also in the show notes for Fanboy Fight Club. Definitely get in there. There's a bunch of different channels that you can talk to us and talk to everybody that's in there. There's like a main chat. There's a games chat where we're talking about nothing but video games. There's a specific Division 2 chat, and that's why I wanted to mention it. That's where, you know, people come in and talk about Division 2. Shout out to Lead Belly. He joined recently.
What up?
He's a rad dude. What's up, Lead Belly? And then there's a movies chat, a TV chat, a spoilers chat, and a bunch of different recording channels and talking channels that are out loud. So it's a lot of fun. Jump in there and join us, and let's talk some shit to each other.
Let's do it. Well, speaking of doing stuff, you know what time it is.
Oh, shit.
It is the end of the show, and that's where we just let you guys know. One, if you know the motto, don't be a bitch. But two, #let's go rogue.